Hi, this is Funny Lady Life, and this is Daddy St. James, and I am not with my husband Larry today. And the reason being is I have to tell you what happened with little Brandon, the boy who has been bullying him. And I didn't want him on here because, you know, I thought our listeners would want to know what happened. I mean, he found their plot in their little clubhouse that he wouldn't share with me. Oh, I got it out of him. I did. But he got all upset and we had a little scuff, you know. And he said he doesn't want to do the podcast. Not anymore. He doesn't want to do this one because of what happened. Now, I think people are curious and, you know, might want to know. So, yeah, I'm doing this. He's probably going to be ticked off. I know he will be, but I'll just make him some rice pudding and he'll be fine. He loves that. Anywho, what he found out from the little ones, okay, now Brandon is 9. I thought he was 7, but he's 9, is that, you know, these little kids have cell phones. I can't believe it. I mean, Arlana is in her 30s, and of course she has a cell phone, but seriously, 30, right? No, they're like little 5, 6, 7. Unbelievable. Anywho, what does a 9-year-old do to take revenge on an adult in these days? Well, they put something on the internet about my Larry, that he was gay, and not that there's anything wrong with that, and that they put his house information. Okay, that's not good. Okay, I had to talk to his mother. It's down. But gosh, yeah. We didn't see anybody, just so you know. Nobody came to the house. Thank God. It was quick. Once Larry told me about their little plan, I took it upon myself to talk to them. And let's just say I used a little bit of coercion, okay? You know, I didn't do anything like Larry scaring the poor kid, you know, on Halloween. No, I just said that, you know, I would speak to his parents about this and all the other kids' parents. And, you know, they would get into some, a little bit of trouble doing what they're doing. Of course, he laughed at me and said that his parents wouldn't listen to me. He did. He laughed at me. And, well, let's just say I told him that I know somebody at the phone company and that his service could be shut off at any time. Wasn't that awesome? I know. It was on the fly. It came to me on the fly. And boy, did that scare him and his little buddies. Oh my God. It was more than the parents. They don't care about the parents. They're not afraid of the parents. They're afraid of losing their phones. Ugh, what happened to our world? My God. So anyway, it was foiled. But yeah, that little rat, him and his friends, they wrote up an ad that poor Larry is gay and looking for a man and where to find him. Can you imagine my Larry? Oh, God. When he found out, he was mortified. He thought his friends would see that. People he works with. You know, it's bad enough they bully him, but he really thought that it was going to go out to people that, you know, he sees all the time, you know, Bobby, his friend. But like I said, it was quick. I got it out of him. I went to the kids. I went to the parents. It's all taken care of. But this is a lesson. Don't pick on kids these days. Don't, because in their hands is a little computer and they could do a lot of damage to anyone they choose. So yeah, I just wanted to share this, and I hope Larry and I can get past this, that I'm putting this on here. But anyway, you want to hear it. You love the dirt. So thank you so much for listening to Funny Lady Life. Bye.